In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We keep this Sunday of the Last Judgment against the terrible background of war in Ukraine. And the Orthodox Church rejects and condemns all violence and all aggression. And church leaders across the world have demanded that Russia withdraw and repent. These are important things to say. They really are. St. Silouan of Mount Athos reminds us that my brother is my life. And Abba Anthony, the greatest of the Desert Fathers, St. Anthony says that our life and our death is with our neighbor. If we gain our brother, we have gained God. If we scandalize our brother, we have sinned against Christ. But more than what we might say, what is it that we can do? Brothers and sisters, if you want to do something, you've come to the right place. Dr. Timothy Petitsis is a professor of theology at Holy Cross, the Greek Orthodox seminary down the road in Brookline. And in a fascinating article published a few years ago, Dr. Petitsis makes the case that the opposite of war is not peace. The opposite of war is liturgy. War cuts communion. War and all trauma violate and upend the gospel. War and trauma teach a heresy about you and me. In war, I do not treat my brother as my life. I treat my brother as my death. And I experience myself not as a person created for communion in love with others. I experience myself as cut off and incapable of being whole and complete. I experience myself as destroyer and as destroyed. War damages and defaces the human person, especially the soldier, but also, of course, anyone who suffers violence and aggression. War creates the need for healing. Peace, as just the absence of violence, peace does not by itself allow for the healing that we need. Liturgy, however, is exactly where this kind of healing takes place. Dr. Petitsis describes liturgy as, quote, the cognitive, the bodily, totalizing act that steadily increases communion instead of cutting it. It's an act that purifies and knits the character together, whereas trauma unravels it. In liturgy, I give my life for the brother and the sister. I renounce retaliation, and I give my very body and blood for the life of the entire world. End quote. This morning, you and I, we gather and we receive from God the gift of unity, togetherness, affection. Our will is not to stand apart, but to stand together as one with God, as one with one another, and as one with all creation. The new heaven and earth birthed by Christ's boundless sacrificial love. This morning, we experience one another as capable of being whole and healed and complete. We increase communion by praying together, by praising God together, by offering God repentant hearts. And we reject the false teaching that war is choice worthy because my well-being requires your misery and suffering. And this is not a one-time experience. Through liturgy, we slowly restore what the experience of sin tears apart. Sin brings fragmentation. For certain, it breaks relationships. But sin also breaks us apart from the inside. It reinforces the dark lie that I am incapable of loving and of being loved. Liturgy heals this, slowly, but for certain, by standing together, by offering to God this whole world as a sacrifice of praise, by proclaiming the good news that God is with us. By doing this, we say with our mind and our hearts and our bodies and with all that we have, we say that love is stronger than hate and that fellowship is our true calling. Jesus offers us everything that he has. He offers us everything that he is. And this morning, Christ summons the angels and gathers the saints. Christ speaks to us through the scriptures. He prays for us and the whole world. He breaks the bread and he fills the chalice. He greets you by name and joins his body to yours. He shares life with Father and the Holy Spirit, and he invites you to do the same. God is not an individual. God is a community of three persons. War denies this. War insists on atomizing and dividing. It divides us from God. It divides us from one another. And ultimately, it divides us from life and from our true selves. Let liturgy heal this. Let this liturgy reintroduce God's gospel to you. The gospel that you and I, that we are God's beloved. The gospel that Christ offers himself for the life of the whole world. Amen.